Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. Thank you for joining me. This is Sister Judith, and I am so pleased to be with you to share the Word of God. If you were able to hear the broadcast yesterday, I was laying the foundation to look at one of the most wonderful promises that God has given us in the Word of God, and that's Romans 8:28. You may be familiar with that just by hearing the scripture reference. All things work together for good to those who are the called of God according to His purpose. And we are assured, in fact, let me just read the King James Version. I shared the Amplified yesterday, those three verses. And we know, this is Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Listen to this, because what I shared, that God is telling us He is in charge of the process of our sanctification. We can't, the arm of flesh simply can't do it. We fail too many times. Can you say amen? But listen to what the Word says, for whom He, that's the Lord, did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son. This is talking about the Father, that He, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. And this, of course, is referring to the final goal of our salvation and sanctification process, to be with the Lord, and we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Hallelujah. And he goes, well, I won't read anymore, but it's so exciting. It's so thrilling. And I'm so pleased to be able to share with you. We're going to break down that passage of scripture. And I trust that you will be reassured. Your hope will arise in your faith to know that even though, because I know, and we prayed yesterday, sometimes we can get so discouraged with besetting sins or particular inclinations. I mean, Paul, as I made reference to, he called himself a wretched man because the things he wanted to do, he didn't. The things he didn't want to do, he did. So we know that this is a struggle that even the most sanctified among us will never be in a place that will be totally sinless. There was only one, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's start to look at this promise, this all-sufficient promise. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. All right, let's look at what is the scripture saying. Who is he talking to? First of all, to whom is this promise given? Well, first of all, it's to them that love God. It's very clear. All things working together for good, that's the promise. And then to who? To them that love God. Those that love the Lord, their heart is open and they want to draw closer to the Lord. They want the Lord to fulfill His purpose in their lives. We love Him, yes, because He first loved us. He seeks first. We didn't, in many cases, we may have been, you know, raised in church. I know that was true in my case, but I didn't have a real salvation experience. And so once I got older and got out in the world, I just thought, well, you know, I'll never be in a church again. That's what I said. Don't ever say something like that, because God has a way of proving you an absolute liar. So he seeks first not the work of our hands, but the love of our hearts. And this is so important, because sometimes we think when we give our life to the Lord that it is just a series of commitments, of things we need to do, because that's the world mentality. If you're committed to something, if you're working for a company, there's a whole list of protocol things you're supposed to accomplish, and we can just be exhausted before we even start. And in the case of serving God, many who have feel they've failed or they've backslid, they feel that this is impossible, that they don't have the strength, the faith, the grace, whatever. They're the problem. Well, beloved, we also have to understand there's a spiritual warfare. That's how the enemy works. He wants to discourage us, to make us feel the promises of God aren't for us personally, maybe everybody else, but it just doesn't work for us. So if you've been in that place, and I'm sure there's every one of us at some point have felt so discouraged at your poor adherence to the spirit and heart of the scripture of loving God. You see, he's not looking for what you can do. He's not looking for the work of your hands. He wants the love of your heart. And if he can really possess your heart, that you love him more than life itself, if you love him more than any other relationship, you're on the road to being that mature son of God that you will be when you stand before him. So this promise, the all-sufficient promise, is given to them that love God. That's the first requirement. You can say, well, Sister Glass, yes, I really do love God. I feel so bad at times because I fail him and I fall and I trip and I stumble. If you love God, just hold on. Then it goes on to say, we're looking for whom it's given, to the called ones. Guess what? You didn't decide you were going to follow the Lord. I mean, you did at some point, but he was the one that wanted you. We are the beloved of the Lord, of God, called to be saints. And 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who has saved us and called us? I'm talking to each one of you, brother, sister. He's called you with a holy calling, not according to your works, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Oh my goodness, beloved. All we can do is make our calling and election sure, and we do that by a tenacious holding on to the love God has put in our hearts for him, for all that he's done for us. He's given us eternal destiny to be with him forever in a bliss and a perfection that we can't even imagine. Those that have through death or through just being taken to heaven, they don't have the words to describe it. And so, and God forbid that we should reject his love, as unfortunately many do, and break his heart. And because they've made the choice, they don't want Jesus, they don't want God, well, then there's only one other place for them to go. People or creatures that are like-minded, and that is not a very pleasant place, the torments of hell. There's only two realities, beloved, and we get to choose, right? So, to whom is it given? To those that love God and to the called ones. And he has called you before the world began. Shouldn't that make you feel so special? And so God is working on your behalf because you love him and are further identified with the saints as those who've been called according to his purpose. And it's significant that a believer's love for God follows, first of all, really God's calling of him, and is the product of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Romans 5 and 5 says, "And hope maketh not ashamed." Isn't that a precious promise? Hope is, we're not going to be ashamed of that hope, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You know, once you've accepted Jesus, the Holy Spirit came to abide in your spirit. Your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so to be called, it means more than just being invited to receive Christ. It means to be summoned by the divine call of God, summoned to and given salvation. Romans 1 and 6 says, "Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ?" We're not only saved, but you've obeyed the call of sharing the gospel. Let me turn to Romans 1 and 6, and let's look at the context. In fact, Paul begins this chapter, he identifies himself in the verse 1, "I'm a servant, I'm an apostle called, separated under the gospel of God," and he's preaching Jesus Christ, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be, hallelujah, the Son of God according to the Spirit of holiness. How did he demonstrate this in final demonstration to the world? And it's proven historically that he resurrected from the dead. And because of all this, by whom, Paul goes on to say, he and his company, have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom also ye also are the called of Jesus Christ. Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, just as much as the early church, the apostles were, as Paul was. We all have our different ministries, all our different plans that God has individually for our lives, but that same calling, regardless, he determines the calling, beloved. Well, first of all, called to be saved. There's no question of that. But what a glorious work that God has done. And this, we've just looked so far that because, you know, we're the called of God, we've been chosen of God. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on in this message. And if you have prayer needs, please know that I pray personally for every person, every letter that comes in, and send back whatever God would have me send you. And so many have been blessed over the decades. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.